Hi everyone, it's Dr. Denise. This is the On Staying Sane series. I just received a message and I thought the most profound part of the message was this statement. I thought the morning was going to be peaceful, but it is not. I thought that was the most amazing awareness when my co-host, Kathleen O'Toole, who she'll be back next week, left me a message that she has a very important day for her children. There's some auditions going on, and there is a tech snafu. And I was so almost like relieved for her that she knew that today we could not do the show together. So I feel like in the spirit of On Staying Sane, and also our last episode was The Show Must Go On. Yes, so the show must go on, but sometimes the show must go on and we need to mindfully pause, and it can go on in a different way. We can adapt, we can postpone. I think that all of the different series I'm doing this winter, the spirit includes self-care is the new cool, deep play, and love all kind. So as I was coming home from dropping my son off at school and listening to Kathleen's message, I thought, go Kathleen. You're a mother. You love your children. It's so important, everyone. If we have the flexibility, whether it's in our work life, our play life, our friendship life, it's so important to reduce our stress. Stress relates to 75% of all mental, physical, and spiritual challenges. So when we are in the space of awareness of how we're doing and that it just wouldn't be the right time for her and I to do the show, and we're going to do it next week because I'm so excited about the show we're going to do. But I really thought that the whole concept of On Staying Sane, dun, 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 is how do we do this? So I think it's so important. You know, every day we wake up and we think we have an idea of what's in store for us with our day. We might have appointments on the calendar. We might have our routine with breakfast. If we have children, we know, okay, we've got to get up and make sure they're fed and they're on their way to school. Or if we have pets, we've got to feed them, or if we're taking care of our elderly parents. So we have some things that are knowns. But the most important thing is how we adapt when curveballs are thrown at us. I've got another show called Curveballs and Cool Pauses. And then I have the other show I did on browser windows and karmic burners. I love having phrases that sort of take you off that ledge when we all have it happen. When things change or we have a time goal. By the way, I'm using time goal instead of deadline. Do you like the way that sounds? Time goal. Deadline sounds like frenetic, like, ah. So I just wanted to really celebrate my co-host that she's so devoted as a mother, and I respect that. I love my son, and one of the beauties about working for myself is that I get to be present for him, and I get to show up. And it's very important, everyone, that we remember that our energy influences everyone around us. So when my son is like giving me a hard time, I try to take a deep breath. He's almost a teen. His hard time is like maybe not getting dressed on time or running a little late to get in the car. So as a mother, I know that my energy sometimes can get frustrated, like super frustrated, like zero to, like I'm not having it, right? And so I was so incredibly like proud of Kathleen for calling me and just describing what's going on, you know? And when you're a mom or you're a parent, or let's say you're doing a business presentation, when your tech stuff is not working, whether you can't get the music to upload, you can't get your computer to work, that adds a layer of stress. And when a child is going through an audition, you want to, as a parent, show up for them in a calm space, cheering them on, and you want to model to them or model to ourselves that it's okay. It is okay to postpone something. It's okay to say, I'm feeling overwhelmed. It's okay to say, this morning I thought was going to be peaceful, but it was not. It was the most profound statement that Kathleen could have said. And I'm so like honored to not only have her as a friend since we were in elementary school, but just know her as a human being, as a mother, and as a co-creator. So I just want to let you all know that this is a quick, short, and sweet show to remind everyone that it's okay to take a mindful pause, slow down time, and react in real time to new stressors, and then take a deep breath. I'm putting my hand on my heart. And then shift the plan. Shift the plan. It's okay. Your health, your mental health, your spiritual health, those are top priority. When we are calm and when we're at peace, then we have the optimal health and well-being. So we will be back next week, and I'm going to put some links to the other shows that we've done so far. And have a great week, everyone.